God does not want you to fail. He wants you to succeed. And what you're doing in life and everything, because He wants to fulfill your purpose. Is God's purpose need to be fulfilled in your life. And it needs to happen now. That's today's episode. This is the Rafael Cifuentes Podcast. Hey, everybody, this is Rafael Cifuentes, and this is the Rafael Cifuentes Podcast. Hey, everyone, thank you for joining. Let's just start here. As I'm reading, I'm on 1 John 4:18, and I just want to read this verse to you. And I believe that for today's season, for this season that we're in right now, it's an example, and it's something that we need to pay attention to it. Because I believe that the Bible says that when love is your motivation, there is no fear, no fear at all. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, this is the word of the Lord. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Now, what does this mean? I love another version. The NCV version says, whatever God's love is, there is no fear, because God's perfect love drives out fear. A lot of people think the opposite of fear, and they think that that opposite of fear is actually faith, but it's not. The opposite of fear is love. Love moves against fear. Now, when love comes in the front door of your heart, fear goes out right through the back door. You can't be afraid and loving at the same time. That does not exist. Not with real love. When you have real love, God's love, then you don't have any fear. Now, love is not a feeling. Let's be honest here. You don't feel love for people. Love is an action. People don't run into burning buildings to rescue children because of faith. They do it because of love. And it takes that action. They need to take that action to show the love. Just like parents put their lives at risk to protect their families because they love their babies. So if love is the motivation of everything that we do, right? That means that fear is going to disappear. Technically speaking, right? It's simple. It's ones and zeros. It's black and white. There's no errors here. So, but see, when you start feeling fear rises up in you, maybe something you have to do is making you nervous, but you need to pause at that moment. Then you need to put your trust in how much God loves you. You may need to even remind yourself out loud, God, you really love me. God, you're on my side. God, you want me to succeed in this. And I'm going to do it in your strength and with your love. And I love this. It's in God's strength, in God's love. It's not in my strength, it's in God's strength. And the strength comes from our faith that we have in Jesus, in our Savior. God doesn't want you to fail. He wants you to succeed on what you're doing in your life and to fulfill the purpose that He put in your heart. And, you know, when you focus on His love, you won't be afraid, because perfect love casts out all fear. Now, when I speak in front of people, I may, you know, sometimes I'm afraid, but I shouldn't be. Why? Because I do two things. I put my center and everything that I do in God's love for me, and then I concentrate on my love for the people that I'm talking to. And it's not an audience to be feared. We usually talk in public to the people that we love. When you're fearful, you're focusing totally on yourself. That's not love. When you're loving, you're now putting everything not on yourself, but on what others need from you. So the more loving you are, the less fearful you are. You should be. So if you make love your motivation for what you do, then you're not going to be afraid to do it. You need to make love your motivation and move against all fear. And to be honest, this season, this 2020 has really shed light into many, many people, because fear has come into a place where it doesn't need to. We are giving too much credit to fear and not enough credit to God, who is in control, who knows tomorrow. And we may not know what tomorrow brings, but we know who holds tomorrow, and that is God. And that's why he sent his love to die for our sins. He became human. He walked with his creation. So we know how he feels, and he knows how we feel. He needed it to die. The perfect love that only comes from Jesus come to this earth to walk with humanity, to die for our sins. A penalty needed it to happen so he can cover us completely. And now God the Father can see us, his creation, through the eyes of God the Son. And then live in his Holy Spirit to dwell among us as he went back to sit at the right side of the Father in heaven. And this may be very difficult to understand for some of you. That's what we call Christians the Trinity. And it's just something so beautiful. And the faith that we need to put ourselves to trust in God's goodness and God's mercy for our lives. That's love. Because you need to really love somebody to the point of death. That's that agape love that only comes from like a mother's love. That not even dads can get to, can make possible as a dad. That agape love is so different. And that's what God did for us. He died because he loved us much. And he sent his son to die for our sins so we can have everlasting life with him in heaven. Friends, thank you for listening today. I just want to tell you that if you're not a follower of Christ, if you don't trust and you don't put your faith in Jesus, you are missing out. But know this, God is always there, and Jesus is always knocking at that door, on that door that is in your heart. He's always knocking. He's waiting for you to open the door. And I'll encourage you to put your trust in Jesus Christ, and he will take you places that you have never even dreamed of. Have a good day, everyone. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you find value with this podcast. And if so, would you consider taking the time to go to the iTunes store and leave us a review? Your reviews and ratings will help others to find this podcast. Also, remember to subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/RafaelCifuentes. Until next time, God bless you.